It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemayor on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemayor.
And today's topic is very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. It's something Lynn's been doing. So explain to us what you've been doing and why and how it's going.
So anytime someone puts the word challenge into something, you know, I'm already, my interest is piqued because I like a good challenge.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And so this one is the 5 a.m. challenge.
Oh.
And it was to get up 30 days in a row at 5 a.m.
Okay.
Now, everyone knows how, you know, they say habits take 30 days to form.
Mm-hmm.
But the article I saw, can we say the S word on the podcast?
Yeah,
sure you can.
We can say whatever we want.
Yeah, it's
all right,
your podcast.
So it's called the 5 a.m. challenge, boost the shit out of your productivity.
Okay.
And so that got me really interested. And so I read the article, and they had like a lot of successful people that they quote in there get up really early. Like
mm-hmm.
The Rock gets up at 4 a.m. every day, and that's like what he calls his anchor. Like, that's how he anchors his whole days, by knowing that he's going to get up at 4 a.m., what he's going to do, how he's going to start the day. And, you know, he's done with it, and then he moves on with his day. And he's like, everyone's got to find what their own thing is.
So he gets up, and doesn't he get up and work out?
Yes.
Because I skimmed this article.
Yes.
So he gets up.
And then Mark Wahlberg goes to bed every night at 7 p.m. and gets up at 3 a.m. so he can work out for 2 hours and then starts his day at 5 a.m.
It's not even
so these are overachieving. Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? How not fun is that?
Well, except they're both really rich.
Yeah.
Very successful. So I guess they're doing something right.
And they cited a lot of other celebrities in the article that believe in getting up early. But anyways, the guy talked about the importance of having a plan in the morning. And what I have found interesting, now I'm going to, you know, I haven't made it every day. I've made it pretty close, but I have three dogs, as I've talked about. But one of my dogs gets up constantly in the middle of the night. So this might not have been the best time for me to start this I have to get up with her constantly in the middle of the night. So the one night, I literally got up at 3:45 with her. And I had to take care of a lot of things with her. So I didn't really get back to where I could go to bed till 4:15. Then I laid there thinking, well, it's 4:15.
Yeah.
Should I just get up now? Or
exactly.
Do I try to sleep for five? And then I finally, when 4:45 rolled around, I said, screw it. There's no way I'm going to make this. I'm just going to have to fall back asleep for 2 hours because now how am I going to do this? And I will say the first few days I did it around 2:30, 3 o'clock, I started to feel really tired.
Okay.
But I knew it would be something.
In the afternoon, you
yes,
mean?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was something that I would get past, you know, and I have. And something they said in the article that is true is that you will find you're sleeping better at
night. Okay.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better and I fall asleep faster. Which is
because you've been up since 5 a.m.
Right. So another huge bonus of this is that I am now doing things that I have been wanting to do. And I've talked about it on this podcast 1,000 times. Okay, listen, I finished a book.
Oh, like, well done.
In a week. Okay.
We need sound effects.
Right?
Cheers and applause.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
How long have I been talking about?
I just can't find
the time. I never can sit down and say, no, I get up in the morning now. Also, what I've added. Ready for this? Meditating.
Oh, wow.
So what I do is, you know, you got to make it easy. That's another thing I find. When you make things more difficult, you have all these things you got to say, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So I just, YouTube has a bunch of meditation videos on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you can find one that's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever. I found my sweet spot is 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because I'm not a real quiet, like, can sit still but 10 minutes is really good.
Now, let me ask this, because I've used a few meditation apps. Is it the one where they like talk to you all
yep.
the way through
mm-hmm.
it? Okay. Yeah. I do better with those too.
Me too.
I should try that again.
Yes. And it's really good. And so there's like meditation for healing, meditation for, you know, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
I found one that's meditation for energy.
Oh.
Which I thought, how good. I'll do this one because it's 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Literally yesterday, I almost felt like I was, I think I like really got into it so much. Like I felt like, even though it was 5 a.m. and I did it, I felt like so great when I got done with this 10-minute
thing. They say meditation does amazing things for your mind.
Oh, yeah. Your brain is more powerful than any cup of coffee that they can ever make.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can convince yourself that you've got all this energy and all this power and all this strength.
Yes.
Just by setting your mind to it.
I'm going to pause while we're talking about this just to send people to, because we want to hear what you think about this, if you've done this or something like it. And you can find all our social media on our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com. We are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We would love to communicate with you. We're either at Stacey and Lynn Podcast or It's Not Just You. So we'd love to hear what you think about this. I've told you what I think because for years for my job, I had to be at work either somewhere between 4 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I was getting up between 3 and 4:30. And so you said you were doing that. And I'm like, never again.
Yeah.
Like the last time I left morning radio, I said, I am never going to get up that early again. But I do like the idea of, because right now I'm just letting myself sleep in because mm-hmm. I work for myself, except days, the occasional day I do go fill in at work. So I do like the idea of making, for me, it would be the 7 a.m. challenge.
Sure. That's
well, honestly, like humans are designed by nature to have a circadian rhythm, and you sleep when the sun goes down and you rise when the sun comes up. So if you get up around sunrise, that's better for you. You know, it's just for most people. I'm just going to say that because some people are just like total night owls and they perform better at night. They work better at night, stuff like that. But, you know, there's something to be saying for the natural cycles of the earth and the sun and like, you know, resting at night when the sun's down. And then
I read a very interesting article. Now I'm going to it's going to take me all week. I'm going to have to look for it about how actually our sleep rhythm. They've done a lot of studies and they found that early man would like go to bed not long after dinner because, you know, they had no TV or anything. And then they would get up like almost in the middle of the night, like 4 or 5 a.m. and do stuff. And then they would go back to bed. So it was almost like to sleep. It was the most interesting thing I'd ever read.
And that that does sound cool because so, you know, someone said to me, you know, and I said, oh, I'm tired at 2:30 when I was telling about this. They said, take a 20-minute nap. It really helps me. Well, I've never been a napper. Like, I'm not a person that I wake up, I think it's the next day, I feel so out of sorts. It takes me an hour to get back into like, the day. So I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. And I don't know if I want to start taking a nap because I got up earlier, right? So Remy brought up coffee about like, you know, coffee can get, you know, meditation can be so much better. So that's another thing. So now in the morning, now after the meditation, I make myself a cup of coffee. Now I'm actually enjoying a cup of coffee while I'm reading a book. So I read a book. I either say you're going to read for an hour or you're going to read for two chapters, whatever I have, like wherever, if I have an early appointment or if I have to be somewhere, get in the shower. Whereas before I was just drinking my coffee as I was getting ready. Like it wasn't something I was I wasn't like, and I'm like, this is so different. I'm like, it's like my little getaway secret time now because the house is so quiet. The mood outside is so awesome because it's just like clear and crisp and like still dark, you know, but like, you know, the sun's coming up. It's just that great feeling. And now I'm sitting here with this cup of coffee reading a book. I'm like, who am I?
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Have you, and I do this every Sunday, I swear, and I always forget during the week. I'm going to make myself a note in my calendar this week. Have you gone outside on any of these mornings and sat outside?
No, I want to, but I have not done that yet.
Because I forget, because when I was getting up early, I was always driving to work, you know. But every Sunday morning when I get up and go out and pick up the newspaper, I am always like, oh, I forget how peaceful mornings are. Like, it's so nice out here. I need to get up and start sitting outside in the morning. And then I have my routine in my house and I forget to do that.
Right.
And I could be taking advantage of that.
Yep. No, that's definitely something.
I do that almost every morning.
Do you really?
Yep. Almost every morning because I don't have a set. I don't like punch in a time clock. I come in whenever I want to. So I take my time waking up. I have a cup of coffee and I go out and I've got a little like patio chair where I let the dogs out. So that's my routine. So I'm sitting there having my coffee while the dogs are, you know, frolicking and doing their business. And I watch the sun come up or whatever. It's so peaceful. It's so nice. And something, you know, sometimes I'll scroll on my Facebook or I'll read like an article or something like that on my phone. But for the most part, it's just like, this is my get up and get ready time instead of like, I'm also the kind of person who I can like wake up, throw on my clothes and run out the, like brush my teeth, run out the door, boom, and start my day. And I'm fine.
Oh, I used to say I was Judy Jetson because I would get up and be out my door ready for the day. Like I didn't know if I was going to be home in 6 hours or 12 hours or 18 hours. And I was out with a cup of coffee in my hand in 35 minutes or less.
Wow.
Oh yeah. I had a routine down, but I like having more time.
Yes.
I do enjoy that, but I like the idea of this because I do have a hard time coming up with structure on my own. I'm not good at that.
Right.
And I like that this gives you at least the beginning of a sense of structure, and then you can create it how you want.
Yeah, and I've become to like even look forward to like having this time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then I'm also, which we've mentioned before a lot on the podcast, but like I'm a list maker, whether it's at nighttime or in the morning, right? So what I have found that's really interesting, and the guy that we were talking about the article, the guy that wrote the article we were talking about, he even said that by, you know, noon, pretty much everything he had on his to-do list is done. You know what I mean? So, and I'll have like work stuff, house stuff, whatever is my list made up of things I know I have to get done that day.
Yes.
And so that has been something that unusual to me, is that I'm finding now it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm like, everything on the to-do list is done. Like, this is so, like, I have to become like, you know, get peace with that, not be like anxious about the fact that, you know, what am I going to do now? Right.
Yeah, because you do like to keep busy.
Right.
You like to keep busy.
So that's going to screw everything up. So you even said to me, well, now you can kind of find things that you actually want to do or enjoy doing.
Yes.
And find, you know, create a new hobby, because now I actually have time. It's not like if I keep up with this, which
yes,
I hope I do, because I'm really enjoying it. But you can do stuff and not feel like you're being rushed to everything. Like you know, saying that you like to sit outside and that's been your, you know, routine, and you saying you like more time in the morning. That's the other big thing. I usually wait and get out of bed till right, like I take about an hour to get ready. I mean, I could do it way faster, but I get the coffee, let the dogs out, feed the dogs, do all this stuff.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
All part of it.
Yeah.
And you were just not enjoying any of that. That was like a chore.
Well, I would be like, if I have to be out the door at 9, mm-hmm. I knew I had to be get started by 8.
Starting
like
the process at 8. Okay.
Instead of just like letting it happen, like, okay, hey, I've got this done. I have my coffee. You know what? I'll get the shower now. Well, it's not like I'm on a timeline with everything.
Yes.
I'm more doing it, and it doesn't feel rushed or stressed or unenjoyable. It just feels even better getting ready to come into the office.
Have you tried, now that you have more time in the afternoon, have you tried additional meditation in the afternoon?
No. I've thought about doing that.
I just wondered how that would, if you did like a different one, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like how that would make you feel?
I guess the problem with that is, so where I was doing meditation up until yesterday was in like what would be like my husband's office.
Mm-hmm.
But in the afternoon, he would be in there.
Oh, okay.
So then I started to do it like in the family room, because it's 5 o'clock and no one's up, right?
Yeah.
And that was very nice. But if it's at 3 or 4 o'clock, people are, but I got the, you know, I just don't know where
I'm
going
in your house.
I guess I could go hide in the basement and do it. But then again, that's, to me, I'm making it more of a chore. Okay, get your computer, go to the basement. You know what I mean? But I definitely could see trying to get that in twice a day, because a lot of people say they do it twice a day, and and I'm just telling you, just for me just starting and doing it a few days this week, I'm already feeling like yesterday was like a breakthrough for me, because normally I'm literally thinking about a ton of stuff I have to do during meditation.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
That's my problem.
I don't understand the idea of emptying your mind.
Right. But have you ever tried it like consecutive days in a row?
Yeah, I've tried.
Consecutive, because that's the only thing that. So I finally, like I said, yesterday got to where I really felt like, oh my gosh, I think I really didn't think about anything. But today I have to tell you, I did catch myself thinking about things and having to pull myself back in, because I was like, oh, I got to do this today. What am I doing?
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be in a forest.
I so admire, like I've never been able to just, I guess maybe I have. Maybe I've been able to follow along with the guide, you know, like you're on the mountain, the sky is clear, you're standing there, you feel the ground beneath you. Like, okay, yeah, I'm there. But I still feel like there was stuff running in the background.
Yeah, Remy, do you meditate?
Yeah, and I've done it different ways. Like, there's a bit of meditation time in yoga classes, certain yoga classes.
True.
You know, it's like that time for kind of self-reflection. And sometimes I find it difficult to block everything out. Well, the trick that I use is I imagine that I'm kind of like in the scene from 2001, A Space Odyssey, where he's like going into the future and like flying into the black hole or whatever the heck it is, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that you're flying through the cosmos all by yourself, like in a spacesuit, and there's nothing or nobody else, and you're exploring the entire universe, kind of thing. And that helps to empty
I'll try mind. That because I do have a problem with that, and that's I want to get better
just,
at that part.
You know, like all the earthly chores and things and tasks is all kind of like, think of it as meaningless, you know. It's like it's all just your life and whatever, like whatever is out there afterwards kind of thing. Very cool. That's what I like to think about.
So I like the idea of this challenge, and yeah. I like the idea of it, you know, I feel like, especially if you're a competitive person, mm-hmm. like this, and you feel like you want something else that will give you an edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was, when I skimmed the article, I think it was The Rock who said, he's like, I get up because I know I'm up earlier than anybody else.
Yes.
And if they got up at 4, I'd start getting up at 3. And I'm like, oh, that's.
And then he said, and if they got up at 3, I get up at 2:59. That's what he said.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't read that far because then I was like, wow, like what exactly, you know, and I get that, mm-hmm. but I don't know. Like, I want to be competitive. I guess I don't want to be, but he's, you know, working towards a goal.
Yeah.
He obviously had a goal and he's still fulfilling it and mm-hmm. he is very successful, but I don't know. Like that edge of competitiveness to me is like, that just sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
I got up so early, I didn't even go to sleep.
Right, yeah. Like, you win.
Right.
You win.
You got to get rest.
Well, and I have to say, so all those years that I did get up so early, so there was a while I was getting up at 3 a.m. and I had no life. Like, I didn't know any of my neighbors because I was in, like, I was like Mark Wahlberg. I went to bed at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know any of my neighbors. I was never outside in the evening. I never sat on my patio in the backyard. Like, I have enjoyed my backyard so much this spring and summer. And I think mostly because it's still kind of new to me.
Well, that's the thing. Like, some people need, like the article even says, 6 to 8 hours sleep. Some people need 4 to 6.
You got,
and I think I've never, like, I've always felt like I'm not a person that really needs, like, a certain, like, I can do as good on littler, less sleep, I guess, than, like, I don't need 8 hours. So I've been finding, like, I've been going to bed, like, between 10 and 11.
Okay.
So that's still, like, between 6 and 7 hours, which I think for me is plenty. But some added benefits are, yesterday, it was, like, 8 in the morning. And this really wasn't on my list because I had done it. And I was even shocked when it all ended yesterday because I was like, how did I not see this? So I'm a big, you know, do this project.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously I've only lived in the house for a year and like a half, right? And I've cleaned the pantry out before, like straighten it up, clean up. But yesterday, I don't know, something was telling me like, just really do this. Oh, probably because I hate to say this, but this could be a whole other topic. I saw,
I know where you're going.
Yeah. I have had the biggest problem with fruit flies where I want to pull my hair out.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have tried everything you can think of.
Okay. So you cleaned out the pantry because.
Well, I just want to make sure there's nothing I missed there.
Yeah.
So I pull all this stuff out. And even though we've only been there a year and a half, you know, how is it still possible that I'm finding things that expired before
5 years ago?
I even purged prior to moving. I don't even know how this happened. Like,
I seriously think that there are spice trolls.
Yes.
Who sneak into your house at night.
Thank you.
And put expired spices in your cupboard.
Okay, that would
just
explain
to
it.
Make you feel bad about
you're
yourself.
Like, what? How is this even
That's
possible?
My story, and I'm sticking with
I'm
it.
I'm going to go with that too then. So I took every single thing out, wiped down every, you know, shelf in there, pulled it all out, threw a lot of stuff away, and my daughter came down, but what I was going to say is I started this at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just because I'd already read, meditated. I think I did a little laundry. You know what? I'm like, looking around. You know what? I'm going to tackle that because maybe because if you read anything about fruit flies, they're like, it could be anywhere. You could have something that fell. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to make sure it's not that. I did that. It took probably 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
I mean.
You do have a big pantry.
I would never have, like, you know, said to myself, block out 3 hours to clean your pantry. Like, I never thought it would be. But once you get into it, it becomes this. My daughter comes downstairs, never knowing I had done this yesterday, comes downstairs, opens the pantry, and it's exactly everything you dream of. She's like, wow. What? I can't even explain it. It looks like brighter in here or something. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. Yes, I cleaned the pantry today. She's like, wow. I'm like, thank you. I mean, it was like such a good feeling. And that's just like an added bonus because had I not been doing this 5 a.m. challenge, it's a Sunday. We had nothing on the calendar. I would have found reasons to stay in my bed for, you know, an extra hour or two, then got up, did the bare necessities I have to do. Now, oh, look, it's already 1, which that's another bonus. I remember looking at my watch yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And you know how normally you look at it, you go, oh, my God, it's already 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, it's only 11 o'clock? Like, I already, like, because I've been up for, I thought it would like be 2 o'clock or something. Like I felt like I'm gaining time on this thing.
I do like that idea.
Yeah, it feels incredible. Even in the article, the guy says, I know this isn't possible, but you feel like you're getting more hours in a day. Clearly, there's still the same amount of hours a day, but because when you get up earlier, it makes such a difference. And it's true.
Well, and I think the big secret to that is like you have to get up and then do something. You can't just like get up and sit around and watch TV for like four hours. You'll still feel like you've wasted the day. You know what I mean?
Yes. Which leads me to another point. It's very funny you say that. This is only because this was like on a Sunday and I had my mother-in-law over. So got up, did the pantry, did the reading, did the meditating. My husband cleaned out the fridge. We killed everything by noon. Now not the fruit flies though.
Yeah,
not of course. Them.
No, they're still there.
They're still there. No, I think they're gone. They're
with the spice trolls.
Yeah. All of a sudden, now my mother-in-law's over, and I was like, there's not a lot. Her and I would usually go to the movies together.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do that. So we started binge-watching a show, and we literally, I have not done this in so long, where I've allowed myself to binge-watch a show all day.
And then just watch it?
Yes.
Oh, that's so fun.
And did not have any guilt, because I had already accomplished so much. It was like an A-plus day for me. That
Yay.
Is, no, my dream day.
That's awesome.
That is like, because I didn't have any guilt. I didn't sit there, I should go and do this. I should go. No, everything was already off the list. Things I didn't even know I was going to put on the list were on there. And now I could actually be in the moment and enjoy the show. And like, I watched a whole season plus like 4 of the next season of the show.
And you got to do it with your mother-in-law.
Yes.
That's so nice. Okay. I like that idea.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, it's not only freeing you up and it's got other benefits, but it's freeing you up to spend quality time with other people.
Because normally I've been like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I was already, I mean, it was great. I really enjoyed
it. Okay, so how long have you been doing this?
A day.
No.
I'm just kidding.
A day. Yes. I've had one great day. No.
So all that was just from this morning.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see if I can get up tomorrow. No, a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've already noticed some big changes.
Big. And I'm already like loving it. Like I love that. Morning time.
I'm going to ask you this, even though we've kind of discussed it, but I do feel like it's up for discussion.
Okay.
After your 30 days are up, do you think you will continue to get up at 5 a.m.?
I want to do that.
Really?
Yes, I do. I have noticed that I feel like if I were to set an alarm at 6 and I just lay in bed, or I've never gotten out of bed 2 hours later or said, well, that was a smart move, Lynn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
good job. That you just lay there and watched nothing on TV and episodes of King of Queens that you've seen 100 times already. Like, what are you doing? So I always love feeling productive.
Yes.
And again, it's not just productive. It's like the good things that you get to do too, because you're not rushing around feeling like everything's got to be done. So my goal is to keep doing this because I think the biggest thing is that time in the morning, it's like, it's almost become like this happy place for me because it's so quiet and peaceful, and I am going to move outside. I just normally I love sitting outside, but you know, I just got to be more prepared because I'm downstairs and I don't want to like go upstairs and wake everyone up.
Yes, exactly.
So I got to have like a good sweatshirt, some, you know, because it's a little cooler in the morning.
Yeah,
but I definitely want, oh, and also because my furniture has been like wet because of the dew and the rain the last week, so I couldn't sit out there, but I love being outside.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna move it out there too before it gets too cold.
I could. So we did discuss this, and if somebody's doing this, my suggestion would be,
yes,
you don't want to keep getting up at 5 a.m.
Yes.
After your 30 days are up, like try 5:30 for a week, and then try 6, because the one thing I do like about this is I feel like it gets you in a good pattern. It gets you established with good habits, and then you can find your sweet spot.
Yes.
Where you're not struggling to get up,
mm-hmm.
where you wake up and you're already kind of alert and ready to go. Like, I like the idea of all of that.
Yes.
And I still have, I don't know if anything for me though, like anything that starts with a 6 or earlier, I still like have an aversion to.
Your shoulders keep going up every time you say that. Yeah,
I know. And I think it's just from years of having to get up.
But no, I thought that was a great idea. If I find it's too hard, you know, to just keep. Actually, when we talked, you were like, use 15-minute increments,
15
which
minutes.
I think is good because I'd like to. So, try that. And if that's the time, because even now, so today the alarm went off at 5. My first thing to do is I'm like, no, I moved it to 6. But then at 5:09, I said, You're already awake. What are you doing? You love this. Get up. So 5:09, I was like, now I'm already.
Wow.
So now tomorrow, I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set my alarm for 4:51.
Ooh.
So that way I'm actually on my feet by 5 a.m. Because, you know, I'm sorry, but in the rule book, if you will,
yeah,
of these challenges and people being like, you know, super uber
competitive
with this, you know, they would say, you know, don't hit the snooze button ever. They would
say, I never hit the snooze
button. Put your phone over where you have to get out of your bed to get it. I'm not going to do all that. I'm just going to put it at 4:51. That way, and it wasn't like I snoozed, like sleep. I was laying there with my, and I thought, oh, okay, you're awake. Okay, get, come on.
Do what you need to do to get yourself up at the time you want to get up. Like, however, like for me, I never use the snooze. So that would just be, I just don't.
Yeah.
But I think it's all those years of training of having to get
up. Yes. Yeah.
So, all right, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. If you've done something similar, if you have already done this or utilized some of the,
or you're going to try it.
Or if you're going to try it, let us know how it works for you. Again, go to our website, stacyandlynpodcast.com. You'll find all our social media on there. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next week.